www.harunyahya.com.
The relativity of time revealed in the Quran. The relativity of time discovered by 20th century science was revealed 1,400 years ago in the Quran. For example, Allah emphasizes in several verses that the life of this world is very brief. Our Lord has informed us that the average human lifespan is as brief as an hour of a single day. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. On the day he calls you, you will respond by praising him and think that you have only tarried a very short time. Surah Al-Isra 52. On the day we gather them together, when it will seem if they had tarried no more than an hour of a single day, they will recognize one another. Surah Yunus 45. In some verses, Allah reveals that time is much shorter than people imagine. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. He will ask, how many years did you tarry on the earth? They will say, we tarried there for a day or part of a day. Ask those able to count. He will say, you tarried, therefore only a little while if you did but know. Surah Al-Mu'minun 112-114. In other verses of the Quran, it is revealed that time passes at different speeds in different dimensions. For example, it is stated that one day in the sight of Allah is equal to 1,000 human years. Surah Al-Hajj 47. Other verses on this subject read as follows. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. The angels and the spirits ascend to him in a day whose length is 50,000 years. Surah Al-Ma'arij 4. He directs the whole affair from heaven to earth. Then it will again ascend to him on a day whose length is 1,000 years by the way you measure. Surah As-Sajda 5. The companions of the cave, a group of believers to whom Allah refers in the Quran, were kept in a profound slumber for around 300 years. When Allah later woke them, these people thought that a very short period of time had elapsed and were unable to estimate for how long they had slept. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. So we sealed their ears with sleep in the cave for a number of years. Then we woke them up again so that we might see which of the two groups would better calculate the time they had stayed there. Surah Al-Kahf 11 and 12. That was the situation when we woke them up so they could question one another. One of them asked, how long have you been here? They replied, we have been here for a day or part of a day. He said, your Lord knows best. How long have you been here? Surah Al-Kahf 19. In the following verse, Allah also reveals an important proof of the fact that time is essentially a psychological perception. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Or the one who passed by a town which had fallen into ruin. He asked, how can Allah restore this to life when it has died? Allah caused him to die 100 years, then brought him back to life. Then he asked, how long have you been here? He replied, I have been here a day or part of a day. He said, not so. You have been here 100 years. Look at your food and drink. It has not gone bad. And look at your donkey so we can make you a sign for all mankind. Look at the bones, how we raised them and clothed them in flesh. When it had become clear to him, he said, now I know that Allah has power over all things. Surah Al-Baqarah 259. These verses reveal that time is relative rather than absolute. It varies according to perception and the observer, and that fact was revealed 1,400 years ago in the Quran.